Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, if you need to be in touch with us while we're on the air, there's a few ways to do that. We will be taking some calls a little later in the hour. I've got to finish up with the receiving communication stuff. But Ashi is in the studio, in the call screening studio, ready for your calls. And Kathy's hanging in here with me, and she and Mike are kind of my, am I making sense? monitors today. But I'm going to give you phone numbers in case you've got questions, concerns, whatever about what we're talking about, or behavior training or healing questions a little later in the hour. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email while we're on the air. It's not, if we're not on the air, we won't get it until next week. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. If you need to get communication to me during the week, you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com. There is, you know, click on current events for current events. There's links to all of our advertisers and sponsors on the homepage. Audio archives link on the homepage if you want to listen to this show or others again. And there is a Contact Martha link. You can shoot me an email that way or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you are submitting a current events item, which is free, to animal-related nonprofits, please do so via email. It's easier for me to get to Indigo Dog and Rhonda, my web mistress, that way. If you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. If you forget the box number, it's not a problem. Small town, they know me. Monroe, Washington, 98272. And you can call me at my home office for a free telephone evaluation about your animal friends and their behavior at 360-217-7258. And remember, I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal, which you can pick up at, geez, I think over 500 locations here in Western Washington for free, or you can read it online for free at www.newspiritjournal.com, newspiritjournal.com, and I'm in the middle of a series of articles about dogs and cats and kids, and I'm getting into it. I'm doing good stuff. And if you haven't been reading the series on preparing animals for children and how to do everything right, then you can read the past columns on the New Spirit Journal website. But I'm writing good. Well, I just wrote next month, the March column, on Friday. So, and it's good.
Good.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. All right. I think that covers all the bases. Apparently not, because Elvis is leaving the building. So I don't know why.
Oh, we're in trouble now, huh, Martha?
Well, no, but Ashi might be, because that's where he's headed. So who knows? I did hear a strange noise, but I'm not sure what that was. Anyway, I don't know. They're messing around with the phone. Oh, no. They put the phone on hold. Must be the phone rang. I don't know what's going on. I guess we don't need to know.
Maybe it's a right brain, left
nope,
brain
it's
thing.
Gone again. So it must be something going on with the phone. We'll have to figure out. All right. We are going to get back to receive. Oh, that must be. Move your microphone again. That's the noise I was hearing. There's.
Could you hear it in your... In your
No, I think I can hear. No, I don't think I'm hearing it in my headset. I think I'm hearing it over my headset. It sounded like a buzzing cell phone is what it sounded like, but it's actually
the microphone
moving.
I was moving it towards
which means
me.
That joint or that whatever it is needs to be oiled or greased or something. Okay. All right. Well, I guess Elvis is not returning here. There he is. We're waiting for you. So I can continue. He says, what am I?
Waiting for me?
Well, because I was going to get started again on the receiving from animals.
Oh, okay.
And since I'm going to tell a story, I just thought we'd be polite and wait for you.
Well, that's very kind of you.
And you left. I said, Elvis left the building all of a sudden. And Kathy said, oh, we must be in trouble. And I said, no, but Ashi could be. Was she in trouble?
Nobody's ever in trouble. Oh. Just attention to detail. That's all.
I see. So you were clearing up. Well, see, I told you
a little
she
clarification.
Was in trouble.
No, nobody's in trouble.
Well, Kathy said it, not me.
Okay.
I know.
See? All
sorry,
right.
Mike.
Are we a little afraid of the male energy in the room? Is that what's going on
here? No.
Never mind.
No reason to be afraid, ladies.
Yeah. Okay. Now, back to serious business here. Now, I am going to, you know, we've talked about receiving from animals. It through the left brain comes in thought groups. Through the right brain comes in pictures or videos, and you can get either or both, but the majority get thought groups through the left brain. And I know Kathy, when I first described this, she said, oh, I visualize good, so I'm right brain. But as I explained everything, you think now you're more left brain.
I think so. Yeah. But I wonder, is it possible to be both?
And now Ashi's saying the same thing. See, but the good news is, see, if you're a good creative visualizer, okay, that's really good when
good.
It comes to communicating.
Good.
Okay, I'm not a great creative visualizer because I was so much more left brain than right brain, but I'm still a great communicator. So, but if you creatively visualize well with your right brain, that's excellent for communication purposes. And you may find that as you start working with this, you do get more pictures or a combination of both. Okay. Now, you also then have your heart knowing, and you have your intuitive solar plexus receiving. And the heart tends to be knowings. Through the solar plexus tends to be feelings. Like that's where you get the sore hip or the sore jaw or the headache or the rash or whatever. Knowing, though, that the busier your mind is, the more shut down and closed your heart, the more clogged up your perceptual body with negative emotional energy, the more difficult it is for you to receive clearly. And until you open your heart, until you clear out all that suppressed negative emotional energy, your everything you do receive will be colored by that stuff. Okay, but we're going to give you, I'm going to start giving you those tools starting next month. Unless, of course, you want to do a private session with me and I'll teach them to you anytime. There we go. Until I start teaching formally again, so never mind. Anyway, I am going to tell you one story. And I apologize for getting into our telephone time. But I'm going to tell you one story that explains and that it uses all the aspects of sending and receiving, because I want it on the tape of the show today so you and everybody else can go back and listen to it over and over and over again, because it just makes it, everything is there. Does that make sense?
Good.
Okay. Now, this is a Chowie Golden story, who was actually my third Golden Retriever and probably my greatest heart dog of all time so far. And Chowie Golden was the son of Drake Golden, my first Golden. And he was with me during all of the time he came in after I started my spiritual path. But as I was creating my behavior therapy practices and all of that kind of stuff, but when it got to the point where I was really honing down the communication stuff, because I told you, you know, I talked to animals all my life. I just assumed everybody else did. But when I was really trying to figure it all out and get it down to practical, logical, dirt simple so that I could teach it to anybody and everybody, Chowie was my best friend and my canine companion, and he was the one that helped me learn all of this stuff. So we had been communicating on and off and doing this kind of stuff for some time. I was living at my farm in Monroe at the time, and I had a little house that faced east, you know, and the sun rises in the east, sets on the west. And when we would leave the house together, and which we would do a lot, at that particular time I was doing a lot of private counseling. And when I, most of the time when I do private counseling sessions, I come to your home. So that's how I prefer to do it. I mean, I work over the phone, but I'd much rather come to your home, because that way I get to meet you and your animals and your own environment, see the environment. I feel I can be more helpful that way. So when I would leave, I would have my briefcase full of my work stuff, and Chowie Golden and I would leave the front door. We'd go off the front porch, and then we'd walk all the way around to the north side of the house where my car was parked, not in a garage, didn't have a garage. And I had a Mazda pickup with a, you know, canopy and a back seat, sort of. And what I would do is I would go around and put my briefcase in the passenger side. I'd come, I'd open up the driver's door, I'd flip the seat up, and then Chowie Golden would jump in the back of the van, you know, the cab part of the truck, and then close the door, and off we'd go. All right, well, this was just a matter of this is the way we always did it, okay? Automatic pilot. Well, okay, one day I started the ritual. We were at the front door. Chowie was bouncing at the door, bouncing at the front door, and excited to go. We left the house, went off the porch. I didn't pay attention to what he was doing. I never did, because he's already. And I put the briefcase in the car. I came around. I opened the door of the car, flipped the seat, and there was no Chowie Golden. No Chowie Golden. So I whistled and I called and I whistled and I called, and Chowie didn't come. And Chowie in his early days was a competition dog, and I was co-owner of the largest obedience organization in the area, and he was very well trained. And we'd long time ago, you know, he'd learned I was the alpha, and he always listened. He paid attention, and he's just nowhere to be found. So I'm thinking, Well, geez, you know, he's out hiking his leg somewhere. He's eating horse poop. You know, he's not, you know, he can't hear. He's out of range. And so I called and I whistled and I called and I whistled and he didn't come and he didn't come. Well, I'm not leaving without Chowie Golden. And this was long before the days of cell phones. So I said, I've got to go back to the house to go into the house to call my client, tell him I'm going to be late because I'm not leaving without Chowie Golden. I go back to the, I walk around the front of the house and approach the porch. There's Chowie Golden laying on the front porch, just looking at me. And I said, Chowie Golden, what on earth? What? Get in the truck. And he just squinted his eyes and turned his head away, refused to move. Mm-hmm. Chowie, get in the truck. He looks away. Well, then I get into my I mean business challenge, use his given name. I didn't give it to him. The breeders did. Challenge, get in the truck. Squeezes his eyes, looks away. Refuses to move. Huh. I go back to the truck. I get a leash. I go on the front porch, put the leash on. With dogs, leash on, war's over. He gets up, gets in the truck. Off we go. So I kind of ride it off to, I don't know what's going on. This is weird. Do my session, come home. Next day, going off to a counseling session, get briefcases in the car. I'm ready to go. Open the door, no Chowie. Whistle call, whistle call, whistle call, no Chowie. Go back, look at the front porch, laying on the front porch. Go through the same drill, he won't move. Get the leash, put it on him, get in the truck. All right, this starts happening over and over again. By the way, it's summertime. Okay, so the last time this happened, I'm at the car. I'm ready to go. Chowie is nowhere to be found. He's laying on the front porch. I know he's laying on the front porch, and he won't get in the car. You know, he's just not. He's ignoring me. So as I'm standing there at the truck, I'm thinking, I don't understand. And so then that left brain kicks in. I call it the, oh, God, what if syndrome. Oh, geez, the dog, he doesn't love me anymore. He's getting old. He has arthritis. He can't get into the truck. It hurts. Something, you know, there's some reason why. And then all of a sudden it occurs to me, perhaps, just perhaps, there's a chance. Not likely, but there's a chance that maybe I'm missing something. Mm-hmm. Not likely, I said. Well, so I decide, okay, on that chance, perhaps I should go back to the porch and ask Chowie Golden what the problem is. So back to the porch I go. Now, at that point in time, this is like, crap, I don't know, 20 years ago or so, I'm still honing down. And at that point in time, I still had to work to get myself, you know, to still my mind, open my heart, relax, to be able to receive clearly. So I went back to the front porch. I sat down. I did my breathing. I stilled my mind, opened my heart. And because Chowie was right there, I spoke to him out loud. You know, you can do it silently, but I spoke to him out loud. And I said to him, I said, Chowie Golden, why are you refusing to get in the truck? Now, when I said that, in my mind, remember, you visualize in your mind, you imagine in your mind what you're saying to the animal. So my question was, Chowie, why are you refusing to get in the truck? In my mind, I see myself ordering him to get in the truck and him not looking at me and refusing to get in there. And then because, and I don't know why this is, but for whatever reason, symbols seem to be understood universally consciousness-wise. So at the end of that question, I put a question mark in my mind. Chowie, why are you refusing to get in the truck? Question mark. All of that in my mind. The answer was immediate and came as a thought group. Now, mind you, remember, when you get a thought group, it's like you're talking to yourself silently. Okay? If I didn't know, my mind was still. And also sometimes, see, when you practice receiving from an animal, it's good to start by asking questions you don't know the answer to. Like, talk to your friend's dog. or your friend's cat and ask simple questions like, what do you love to eat? What's your favorite game? What makes you happy? Okay, things, simple questions that you don't know the answer to. Because if you know the, ask a question of your own animal that you know the answer to, even if you get the thought group from the animal, you think you're making it up. Okay, so I know my mind is still, and I have no clue why Chowie won't get in the truck. So I know I'm not making it up. The thought group came immediately, and he said, Mom, it's a hot day, and I don't want to die in the truck.
Oh my gosh,
I almost died 100 deaths right there on the stairs because I had totally forgotten. Summer before, I'd had a discussion with Chowie Golden because, you know, he went everywhere with me, wherever I went. But during the summer when it got really hot, sometimes I couldn't take him with me. Okay? And you know, we'd have a big battle at the front door. I'd be there with my briefcase. He'd be jumping up saying, oh, boy, we're going to work. And I'd be saying, no, you're not. And he'd say, oh, boy, yes, I am. And I'd have to fall back on training to get out the door. Sit, stay, I'm out of here. That would work because he was well-trained, and I'd go off. But I'd come home to one ticked-off golden retriever. Mm-hmm. And when I got home, he'd read me the riot act. You left without me. You should have taken me. Or sometimes he'd go, I wasn't always the best housekeeper, and sometimes my dirty clothes end up on the floor, and he'd have a pile of them out there in the living room he'd been laying on, you know, and he wasn't happy. So at some point, this was the first discussion I had with Chowie Golden. I decided one day, I'll try to explain it to him. So I was ready to go, briefcase out the door. I stood with my back to the door, and I had Chowie sit in front of me and commanded him to look at me because he was a competition dog. I could do that. Now, I've since learned you don't even have to be in the same room to communicate telepathically with animals, and they don't have to be looking at you. They can be asleep. It still works. Okay? But I made him look at me, and I explained. I said, Chowie Golden, I love for you to go in the truck with me. I love when you ride in the car with me. I feel safe when you're with me. Love your company. But today, Chowie, I need you to understand that it's hot. And when I said hot, I imagined the sunshine and I imagined feeling hot. And I said, so today, if you came with me in the truck, we'd get to my client's house. I'd have to leave you in the truck and go in the house and do my counseling session. While I was working with my clients, you'd be sitting in the truck. Sun would be shining on the truck and you would get hotter and hotter and hotter. Now, as I said that, I imagined, remember, you know, when you come to a car that's been in the sun and has been sitting in the heat and you get in that stifling heat, right. I imagined that feeling of getting into a stifling hot car so he'd feel that feeling. And then I visualized him sitting in the truck and starting to pant and getting hotter and hotter and then starting to panic and want to get out. And I said, Chowie Golden, if you could get so hot, you could pass out. You could even die. And now to get death across to an animal, you see the physical body laying there and then a misty sort of soul vibration lifting out and going off with angels. They understand that as physical as the death and the soul lifting. I said, Chowie, you could die. And if I came out of my counseling session and came back to the truck and found you dead, for heaven's sakes, I would be hysterical. And I imagine myself coming to the truck and hauling him out of the truck and doing doggy CPR and being all upset and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, good sales pitch works wonders. And, of course, I'm dramatic, right? So I got great. So I say, so because it's hot today, Chowie, I want you to stay home in the house where you will be cool and safe. I will get in my truck. I will drive to my appointment. I will lock the truck up so it's safe. And I'm going to see, and he could, because he thought whenever he was with me on a counseling session, if I got into trouble with a dog, because he wasn't with me with the Great Dane, because it was a hot day, he stayed home. He thought he could save me. And I said, you know, but I'm just going to see a little Lhasa Apso, and it's a nice dog, you know, it's just peeing everywhere. So I'll be perfectly safe. You're going to stay home. Well, the most amazing thing happened. As soon as I was done, he looked at me and said, oh, I got it, Mom. Turned around, went and laid down in the bedroom before I even left the house. OMG! It was a miracle. All right, because of our relationship, from that point on, I never had to do this again with Chowie. I just had to say, Chowie, it's a hot day. He'd say, see you later. Okay. But that was toward the end of the summer. So we'd gone through a whole winter, you know, fall, winter, spring, where there hadn't been enough sun or anything, and he'd been going with me. This Chowie's parked on the front porch and won't move. This is the first week of hot weather we've had since that last summer. And I'd totally forgotten that I told him he could drive, because what happened, he was excited to leave, right? But we'd go out the front door, remember, house face east. So by the time we were leaving the house, the sun was already over the house. So when we would come around, we'd walk out of the house, walk around to the side of the house, the sun would hit him, and he'd go, oh my, OMG, it's a hot day, I could die in the truck. He went back to the porch. So he says to me, Mom, it's a hot day, I don't want to die in the truck. Oh, well, I just about died right there on the spot. So immediately I'm backtracking and I'm saying, oh, Joey, I'm so sorry. I had forgotten that I explained to you what could happen to you in the hot truck. But you need to know, yes, the sun's out. Yes, it's a hot day, but it's safe for you to get in the truck with me, because while we're driving, I'll have the windows open and the airflow will be wonderful. You'll be fine. And we're going to Grandma's house. As soon as we get there, you're going in the house with me. Everything will be fine. He looked at me and said, well, why didn't you say so? Off the porch, into the truck, off we went.
Oh, they're so smart and patient.
Yep. Now, get this. So that solved that whole problem. But I realized from that point on, if it was a hot day or something, I had to explain to him what was going on. Well, the last part of this story, and then we're opening up phone lines, folks. So we will take care of advertisers and sponsors first. However, the last time there was an issue, I had an evening counseling session. And I was seeing people that I had seen 8 years before when they had a golden retriever girl puppy and a young golden retriever. And I'd helped them with all their problems. They were calling me now because that dog had died. They now had a new golden retriever puppy. They wanted me to come educate them again. So I was going to see them, and they had said on the phone, do you still have Chowie Golden? And I said, well, yeah, I do. And they said, well, could you bring Chowie? We want him to meet our golden girl. And I said, oh, Chowie'd love that. Because he had not had a man surgery. At any rate, and she was a puppy. He loved, you know, they recognized their own breed. He loved golden girls. So I said, great, sure. Well, I asked him, I said, well, it's evening. What if the sun's out? And they said, well, no problem. I just, it was okay. So I had been pumping Chowie all day. You're going to meet a golden girl. And, oh, he was so excited. We left the house, walked around the house. He walked into the sun. He froze. Stiffened up, eyes got big as dollars, and he said, Mom, sun's out, it's hot, I don't want to go. And I said, Chowie, it's okay. I talked to my clients, and the really golden girl, you're really going to love it. And they said it was all right for you to come in the car because their driveway will be in the shade by the time we get to it. And so the car will be in the shade, you'll be fine. I'll leave the windows open. Oh, Mom, it's too hot. I'm scared. I don't want to go. And I said, well, I tell you what. If we get there and the driveway's not in the shade, I'll pull my truck into their carport, and then it will definitely be shaded, and you'll be safe. Oh, Mom, it's too hot. I'm scared. I don't want to go. I said, okay, Chowie. They really, really want to see you, and they'll be very disappointed if you don't come. And I know it'll be all right, and you'll like seeing this golden girl. So how about if we get there, even if the car is totally in the shade, how about I'll go in, I'll start the session, and I'll do it for only a half an hour, a short time. I'll get a bowl of water, and I'll come back out and check on you. And then I'll check on you every half hour through the session to make sure you're okay. And he said, oh, okay, that's good. I'll go in the truck. Now, we got there, and this is an important lesson, folks. If you say you're going to do something, you need to do it.
Follow through.
Yeah. We got there. They were totally right. The driveway was totally in shade. It was nice and cool. I left Chowie, you know, windows partially down. But I went in. I started the session. I explained to them what was going on. I asked for a bowl of water. And after 30 minutes, I went out and checked on Chowie and offered him some water. He says, no, you were right. It's really cool. I'm not thirsty. Thanks for checking on me, Mom. And you don't have to check on me again until you're done and I get to meet the Golden Girl. Okay, so back in I went, finished the session, and then we had Golden Girl and all of that. So that involves all of the two, receiving, following through, all of that stuff. Okay, so that's where we're going to leave it. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it is the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. When we come back, open phone lines. So if you have behavior training or healing questions, Joanne, you want to call about your barking dogs, we can do that. If you have questions about communication, questions about human-to-animal transference, healing questions, anything, phone lines are open. And if you guys don't call, well, then Mike, Kathy, and Ashi, you guys will have to talk to me. So there we go. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one, 888-298-5569. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so that they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Shift your morning into overdrive with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell on Alternative Talk 1150.
Caffeinate your consciousness 6 a.m. weekdays with hot talk and great guests as you get your day underway with Mance and Mitchell, the most unusual radio show in Western Washington.
Three sets adore us, snooze buttons fear us. Millions of Americans grew up watching Michael Learned on The Waltons. Monday, she celebrates 40 years of fond memories on Mance and Mitchell.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to NWSAM.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Robin Alexis is offering a limited number of beautiful Golden Healer Lemurian crystals. These crystals are used by healers for their ability to magnify the flow of vital life force throughout the body, to promote healing, to reduce fear and anxiety, to induce a state of deep relaxation, and accelerate tissue healing. These crystals are also powerfully energized to activate the crown and solar plexus chakras, which assist you to obtain a more conscious connection to spirit. Golden Healer Lemurian crystals are a marvelous tool for doing any kind of energy work, meditation, or healing. In addition, these special crystals have been blessed by Robin Alexis at sacred sites at Mount Shasta. You can purchase these crystals for $22.95 from Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. or email bob@robinalexis.com for details. There is only a limited supply of these Lemurian crystals, so they're offered at a first-come, first-served basis.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk. I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we sort of finished up the basics of the communication. We're on to the phones now and whatever's going on. And I have to say, love that music and my little ad. Woohoo! My toes are tapping. Let's get right to the phones. And we're going first to Muckle Teo. Kathy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Martha.
Oh, hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, good. This is Kathy, and I have a beautiful Pomeranian named Yogi and a little gray tabby named girl kitty named Cuckoo. And I haven't talked to you guys for a while, and I used to call and whatnot. So anyway, this is about animals pooping and what that means. And I missed most of what you said because I had to leave, and then I got back to it. And in my experience, what happened was a man friend asked me to come and live there at his place and with my animals and everything, and that was wonderful and everything. And then I guess he decided that it just wasn't working out for him and probably wasn't what he intended, and he probably wasn't getting really what he wanted and whatnot. So anyway, he kneeled down one day when I was sitting at the computer, and he said, well, it's just not working out because I'm allergic to cuckoo. And so I said, well, okay, and that's good because, I really need to move on as well. And so the next morning, there was a nice little package on the floor.
A little poop?
Yep, a little poop, a little pile of poop. And from that moment on, it was poop and pee, and then both animals got in on the show. And I knew right away, when I saw that, I thought, oh, my, it's because he blamed it on cuckoo, And so
well, okay, well, let's go right to, what these are generalities again. Remember, there are exceptions. But
okay.
Generally speaking, inappropriate bowel movements are grief, sadness, disappointment, and abandonment issues. Now, in most cases, inappropriate urination is anger. In most cases, it is not just the animal stuff. Now, on the surface, they can have those feelings going on, but the big thing is the root system, and that's what's going on with the animals. And I would say, in your story, Kathy, you said that when this man told you it was time, it wasn't working for him, it was time to get out, you said you were feeling the same way. But the fact that he said it to you first, you probably had grief, sadness, disappointment, and some abandonment stuff.
Right.
Okay. So see, the cat was displaying that. And if it was the cat, yes, he did blame it on cuckoo. So that was probably the reason why it came through her. Now, then you said from that point, It was inappropriate bowel movements and anger, or and urine. So
right.
Probably that emotion, the first thing is the presenting feeling, which would be the grief, sadness, disappointment, and abandonment stuff. But then when you get the inappropriate urination, that means we've got anger going on. And so we look at, is it a squat and pee, a squat and puddle, or a long urination, empty the bladder? Then it's a female anger, which can be from man or woman, but it's a suppressed, covert, don't get mad, get even anger. If it's a marking, a spray, or little bits of urine all over the place, that's a male, could come from a woman though, it doesn't matter. It could be a male anger, and I don't like it, I want to fix it, I want to change it, or a jealous or possessive anger. So now, did that happen in while you were still living with the man?
Right.
And now
right.
What happened when you moved out to a new environment?
Then she's fine.
Okay. See, so yeah. that was all the emotional energy going on in that environment. Now,
right.
If it had continued when you moved to the new environment, see, that would mean you were still holding on to those, to that grief and sadness, the disappointment and the anger, and you would have needed to do some emotional homework to clear it. But since you did, it didn't continue in the new environment, it means that Cuckoo cleared it for you.
Right.
And you didn't hold on to that.
Oh, way cool. Yeah.
Does that make
exactly.
sense now?
Yes, right, because I got to move to a place that I really loved.
Great.
And so it's not exactly the best for her. I'm hoping that, and I'm glad you talked about the pictures, because I've been working on talking to them, especially her, because there's a busy street out in front, and so I don't want her to go out that way. And she snuck out last night. She just waited until I opened that door, and then she darted right out. And I was thankful that it was, dark out, and that the cars weren't going by so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want her to know that if she goes out that front door,
mm-hmm.
that is a very bad place for her to be. So would I kind of see her?
Yeah, you'd see her going out and going into the street and then getting smushed by a car and a little soul vibration lifting out and you being sad and all that, or a dog coming and attacking her and chasing her away, and then she's lost and doesn't know how to get home. You'd let her know that it's unsafe. She needs to stay in the house. But you could teach her how to do a metropolitan walking jacket and a flexi lead and take her for walks. You could build an outdoor cat run like I have my Taj Mahal.
She loves to go on walks with me, so I could train her to go on walks?
Absolutely. My favorite harness is called a Metropolitan Walking Jacket. You can get them at most pet stores, and then I get a flexi leash, a small flexi leash, which is a retractable leash. And then the big thing about harnesses when you put them on cats is the first time you put them on, they think, OMG, I can't move. And most of them just fall over. Okay, so you need to have their favorite interactive cat toy, like the DeBird, ready to go. You first give them a good sales pitch. Explain to her that when she's outside with mommy on her jacket and leash, you can go for walks and she'll be safe because you'll protect her. And that how fun this is going to be. Then you put the jacket on and you start playing with the DeBird. Because once they start moving and chasing the toy, then they realize, oh, okay, I can move. And then we're good. And cats, generally, if you learn to visualize, and I talk to my cats all the time, I can't bend down and follow you there, walk around that. My cats have always been better on leashes than dogs, simply because they're so good at the telepathic and empathetic communication.
Okay.
So give it a try, and then if you need more, you can either call and work with me on the phone or during the month, or you can call back the first Sunday of March.
All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you for that. Very good.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kathy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. This time we're going, Spokane to not old, but long-time listener, client. Haven't heard from him for a long time, but Claire, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Martha.
Hi, Martha. Great to talk to you again.
It's been a long time. You used to call all the time. It must be because you used to live in this area. Weren't you down in the Olympia area?
I used to live in Olympia.
Yeah, and I did private counseling with you, and you listened to Animal World all the time.
All the time.
And you always called in. And then you disappeared for a while.
Got a lot of good answers, and they helped a lot. I was rescuing a lot of dogs then. I think I had 5 or 6 at the time that I talked with you. So
yeah, so then you disappeared for a while. That must be because you moved, huh?
Yes, I've been in Spokane for about 10 years, 11 years, something like that.
Oh, has it been that long? Holy mackerel. Well, what's going on today?
We've been talking for a number of years, too.
Yeah, so how can I help you?
Well, I'm taking care of a cat for a lady, and through the winter she's gone to Arizona, and she asked that when it got cold that I bring the cat inside. And so I did, and it's in the basement, and I've only seen it twice since November.
Wow.
I know it's there. I feed it and I water it, and I sit at the bottom of the stairs and talk to it, but it won't come out wherever it is. But it does eat, and it does drink the water, and I change it frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a large sandbox that is, it's the size of a large dog crate. Mm-hmm. So he's got more than enough room to, and I think it's a he, because like I said, I've only seen it twice. But anyway, it urinates in the sandbox just perfectly well, but it has its waste elimination either on top of the sewer vent in the basement or within probably a foot, foot and a half of the sandbox.
Ah, okay. So you've got inappropriate bowel movements around the area.
Yeah.
Now, I'm so glad you called in because this very likely is an exception to the rule I told you. Remember I told you that it's rarely not just on the surface and the animal stuff, that when you get inappropriate bowel movements, usually the human has that going on? Now, it's possible, Claire, you could have some grief or sadness or disappointment stuff going on, but I'll bet you this is all the cat.
Let me add one other thing that might help you, Martha. Mm-hmm. The cat is primarily a feral or an outside
right,
cat.
Right, right. I already know that because
okay,
I'm getting
right.
it from the cat now.
All right.
See, what you need to know is when the owner told you when it got cold, bring the cat inside so the cat will be warm and safe. The cat is grieving and disappointed and sad because it can't go outside and do what it does. So this is where what you want to do, Claire, is when you're sitting there on the stairs, no, you don't, the cat doesn't have to be there, but in your mind, you can talk out loud and then imagine it in your mind. And first of all, apologize to the cat and say, cat, I'm so sorry. Your mom, and when you visualize his mom, you know, imagine the woman. She called me and she told me then when the weather got really cold outside that I was to keep you inside the house because she wanted to make sure you were warm and safe. But you need to know this is only temporary. As soon, and now you can say it's still too cold to let you out right now, but as soon as it warms up to whatever, or if you want me to, I'll check with your mom and I'll tell her how sad you are that you can't go out. And if you promise to stay close and come back at night, da-da-da-da, maybe we'll... But anyway, you explain to the cat what's going on. And you let him know it's only temporary. And you give him as best a time frame as you can as to when he's going to get to go outside again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because they're like kids, and usually when you tell him, look, your mom is away for a lot, how much longer is the woman gone for?
Probably until April.
Okay, then you need to let him, you can't say necessarily until April, because he doesn't necessarily know about the calendar.
Is there are cat calendars?
Well, of all, you know, I used to say that of all, that animals don't understand our concept of time, and so you have to talk to them in terms of lights and darks, but what I have found out is that the most emotionally and intuitively sensitive of all the domestic animals we live with are cats and horses, and very often they do understand time and calendars, even if there isn't one present. I had a horse that did that. I know a lot of cats that can tell time.
I've had cows and sheep and pigs that went by the phases of the moon.
Yep. So explain, say, your mom is out of town doing her thing until April sometime. That's quite a few lights and darks. But I will check with her and find out if I can start letting you out again. Or you can let him know that she said, okay, you know, another week or so or whatever you think it's going to be. But just keep him appraised of what's going on and explain that it's only temporary, and as soon as it's warm enough and you know he'll be safe outside, then he gets to go outside again.
Okay.
So let's try that first, and then you can always call me back if that doesn't work. But that should do the trick, because that's what it's all about. He's sad and disappointed that he can't go outside.
The interesting thing is he eliminates right around the sandbox in a particular room, but does not do it in the box. That's the interesting part of that one.
Yeah, well, see, that's the message to you now. Yeah. And if he gets the message and you do the communication clearly, he very well may start using the box again.
Okay. Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
My 6-year-old male yellow lab, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
I rescued him 5 years ago. We've had a great life, and I told you about his cat, Mr. Kitty. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm looking at the email here.
Okay. The issue is he needs large breed food. At least that's what was recommended by the vet. And I tried a couple different large breeds, and he started itching and scratching and chewing.
Uh-huh.
On his body.
Right.
So I assumed that was an allergy issue that he had had before from grains, and so I put him on a salmon sweet potato, which is made for all life stages,
right?
And it's grain-free. Since then, the itching has subsided, but I'm concerned that he isn't getting the nutrients that he needs for a large breed dog.
Yeah, he's 6 years old now. Okay, well, between you and me, Claire, most of this large breed, small breed, that kind of stuff in the dog food department, in my opinion, is pretty much just crap.
Okay.
Okay. And the fact that the companies that are making the large breed, small breed, all that kind of stuff are usually the grocery store brands or the lower echelon of better quality foods. And the quality of the food is way worse than the benefit of feeding the formula makeup. You are much better to feed what you are feeding, the higher quality foods, simpler formulas, the grain-free, and the fact that the itching is subsiding, he's doing better, you're doing a much better job of feeding. So I think you're just fine, and you're doing a better job. And keep in mind that traditional vets are not educated in nutrition. The education they do receive in vet school is provided by the crappy dog food manufacturers. Okay, so they really don't know. Now, holistic vets tend to start educating themselves and are much better at foods and so forth. The fact that your dog does have food allergies would mean that he probably has the Pleckner syndrome, which is an endocrine immune imbalance. So I would encourage you to go to the publisher's website, newsagepress.com. newsagepress.com, and order a copy of the paperback. It's cheap. Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. See, with you being over in Spokane and have missing the show for the last 8 years, you didn't hear all the shows I did with Dr. Al Pleckner and all about the endocrine immune imbalances and how it relates to all of this. So you need to read about this and understand it. Then you will know more why you're doing the right thing with the food. You will find some simple formulas and rotate. You can check out Pleckner's website, Dr. Pleckner, which is PLECHNER.com. to read more about it. And at some point, we may need to test Kobe for the imbalance and treat him. But at this point, simple formula, hypoallergenic diet, the less grains, the better, would be the ticket to go with him.
Okay.
Okay, so you got some homework to do, and you know how to find me now.
I do, and it was great to talk to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to hear from you.
Talk
to you
later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, that was a lot. Let's see. I know we've got more calls coming in, but I have an email here. This is a kind of a, well, it's just great timing. Good morning, Martha. My husband read this story from the Times to me as I prepared breakfast this morning. We had some good chuckles, except for the hitting part, and then began to wonder, what would Martha have done? In my opinion, Duke, now remember the story I told you about, Duke the pooping cat that made the front page of the paper yesterday? That's the story they're talking about. What, my humble opinion, Duke should not have been outside in the first place. We would love to hear your thoughts if time allows today. And yes, I would have, absolutely. I have decided that my cats are now all indoor-only cats, and I provide a cat run and all that sort of thing. But You know, many cats do well as indoor-outdoor models. That certainly is honoring their free will choice, and I don't judge there. And it's an individual choice, but I'm more comfortable having them be indoor only. On the other end, now, remember, this cat was pooping, okay, under the foundation of that house. So I would venture to say probably the guy that owned that house probably had grief, sadness, disappointment, and abandonment issues big time related to that house. And in that house, and who knows, obviously we can't address that with the guy with the house, but now it also would be interesting to look at, did the owner of Duke, the cat, did she have grief, sadness, disappointment, or abandonment issues related to the guy that owned the house next door? And it might be, see, that he originally liked her, liked the cat, and then he changed his opinion and all of that, and there was probably emotional energy going on between the two of them. But nonetheless, there with communication with the cat, both parties, that it may have been resolved. But then there would absolutely be ways to treat the environment so the cat would stay away and not poop underneath the house and in the gardens. And in fact, when the foundation was replaced and they put beauty bark all over the yard and there wasn't dirt anymore, the cat didn't go over there anymore. And a dog moved into the house. But there are ways to deal with that. Unfortunately, we're up against the clock. I don't have enough time to explain it. Certainly, we could pick up with this again on the first Sunday of March when we do questions. And Deborah, who just called in Seattle, not enough time to talk to us. You can always call me if you need help. I'll work with you over the phone or in your home, 360-217-7258. Otherwise, the first Sunday of March will be the next time we do calls and behavior training and healing calls. Also, Kim Miller Medium will be here, and she will talk to your animals for you on the third Sunday of February. Next week is Robin and Martha. We're tuning in to other animals, and not likely we'll take phone calls, but you never know. We might towards the end of the show. But we'll tune into various animal situations, find out what the animals have to say and what lessons we need to learn and how we can help and all that good stuff. Enjoy your afternoon today and the beautiful weather we're having, the Super Bowl. If you're into football, watch for the animals and let's see if they do any chimps. We'll see what happened with that. I want to say thank you, Mike, so much. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ashi. And, man, have a great day. I don't know if I'll take Buzzy out to the cat run or not. It'll depend on the weather when I get home, but I'll have a report next week, no doubt. And it's okay to order your Cavalia tickets if there's still some left because the horses are happy. They're doing what they want to do, and they're treated very, very well. So are we good on time? All right, then let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please, please always be kind to open your heart. And share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.